the second Rie was in the night, so that means before the third day, not before the fourth, before the third day. So maybe she was telling she that's about 4 days before the third day. So then when it will be the 43rd day is of this night of the 22nd day is on the first day, so it shall be a sorry fire. And then the Ohr HaShulchan says, no, it does not make any difference. Now, as far as the Beset HaChidesh, now the question is, we ask the question, what is the significance of the Beset HaShulchan? So Rishlei according to Rishlei, that the Beset HaChidesh, I'm sorry, that the Beset HaFloge, requires 4 years, but Beset HaChidesh requires only 3 years, and Beset HaShavua also requires only 3 years. So there's a significance. But according to the law, that even Beset HaFloge requires only 3 years, so what's the significance of the Halacha of Beset HaShavua? So the significance would be that if she establishes a Beset HaShavua, so from the point of view of Shavua, so she establishes a Beset on the same age, just like the Beset HaChidesh. We don't combine. From the point of view of Beset HaFloge, so we consider the number of Enes, of Misles, the number of Enes. But from the point of view of Beset HaShavua, we only consider the particular Enes. In other words, if a woman saw down on the first Sunday in the daytime, and then 3 weeks later on the Sunday, in the daytime, she will sit down. So then 3 weeks later, that means 6 weeks later from the initial day, she'll again sit down in the daytime. So then she'll establish. A Beset HaShavua. Alright, I really got off in a tangent because this seed mentions the meaning of the Beset HaShavua. Alright. Yeshivas Beset al Dimitri Chiel Bikuf, Kigation Fahekes, the Aile, Kyodom Shepeshi for Reese of Mahmaskede, or Kyodom Shepisea Pit Mahmaskede, or Kyodom Shepitikil der Hagore, Vichim Sateshes der Mato, or Yisheshes, Vifikreso. In other words, you see, the Torah explains Misateshes der Mato, and she passes wind, she passes gas. But there is another pshat, misateshes, that itush means sneezing. And I think that in modern Hebrew, itush really means sneezing. Doesn't mean that, what the Torah says. Alright. Oy chesed v'vikreiso v'shkuneo, oy shachazuo, tzirei akadochais, oy shereisho v'vreo kveidimoleo, b'cholechot meilu, im yero lo shrei shupomim, v'roaso, kobolo veset, shebechol pam shechesheses mehem asur nishan. Umiu b'piu kolitushot pamachas. So it doesn't mean pamachas. It means that if one time, in other words, it has to be on three different occasions. It means you can establish a Beset HaKavua even if it happens on one occasion. But if on one occasion the number of times she belched, she sneezed, but not if she just belched once or she yawned once, that's nothing because that's a natural thing that happens to everybody. So, umiuk bepiu kolitush of pamachas in a Beset mikvah shekeisik in harbi bomi zehazeh. So it doesn't mean zehazeh. It means the same day, the same time, but zehazeh a number of times. V'imir alo shloisha bomi shebichol pam also in harbi bomi on three different occasions, and every time involved the sneezing a number of times. So then, hariz Beset. If a woman, let's say, just young once, she sneezed once, or she had a headache for a second, sometimes a person gets a certain spasm in the head for a second, in a split second. So if a woman had, let's say, a headache for a split second, and then a few minutes later she had a ears down, even if it happened, let's say, three times like that, on three different days, she wouldn't establish any Beset. Because when is it a symptom of a Ries Dam, a concomitant of a Ries Dam, if it lasts for a certain time? But, and if the sneezing takes place a number of times, every time that it happens, But if it just happens once, so then it's not symptomatic of Eriyazda. This is what he says. כי ידע איזה מהם כתיוב תקום. וכמשים זבוי אומר גם לבסת הדילוק, ויום ימוי בהפרוגר, ויום ימחים זבוי בסוף. In other words, just the same principle that they apply to Vesel Ayom. So at the beginning, before the woman knows what kind of a Vesel she is cultivating, whether it's Vesel Achilles or Vesel Achilles, so she has to be Chishis for both. She has a Vesel Dam on the first of Nisi. And then she has a Vesel Dam on the 20th of Nisan, she has to be chishis for both, because she doesn't know how she is going to cultivate. So the same principle applies to Vesel Aguf too. So in Vesel Aguf too. Now, in Vesel Aguf, every Vesel Aguf has to take place on a certain day. No person can soar above the medium of time, the dimension of time. So melee, when it happens the first time, a woman sneezes 10 times, one after the other, she keeps on sneezing. And then, 15 minutes later, she has a flow of dam. She has a flow of dam. And that happened on the first of Nisan. It happened on the first of Nisan. It has to happen on a certain day all the time. So it happened on the first of Nisan. So in Mele, the first of Via comes, she's a soul of Bible. Why? Because she has to anticipate the possibility that this combination, this apparent combination of sneezing 10 times on the first of Nisan and having the period, just a coincidence. In other words, she had a period on the first of Nisan because she was heading toward the cultivation of the Veset on the first of the month. And just as a matter of coincidence, she sneezed. So, and then if, let's say, she on the first of Nisan she sneezes and she has a period, and then on the 20th of Nisan she sneezes and she has a period, she has to anticipate the possibility. Maybe she is in the process of cultivating a Veset Amurke of sneezing and haflogging every 20 days. So this is what it says. Until she establishes. Until she establishes, she says to the Chayshi, the same principle. Piyako beis bomi v'shchei v'vasu, v'akach piyako shoyim v'shchei v'shchei v'vasu, v'adobo v'shchei 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 v'shchei. Because since the piyuk took place not on the Shreilesh, and it was also coupled with the Riyazdam, so it's a Hayek that the Shreilesh was just a coincidence in the first place. So, our piyuk, so it's a Vesel Aguf. Yechim, we parash mishu tzvatsu mishreim loy piyuk. Who were adoro shina piyuk, gave them a lot of Shreilesh. The other way, the converse. Suppose the third time, so she just saw down on the Shreilesh, without a piyuk. So then, it's a Hayek that the piyuk was a coincidence, and the connection was with the Shreilesh. She's not playing the Shreilesh. I will piyako based upon the Shreilesh. If I'm like, how do you piyak? Bichoftes lechidesh. Now here we see something strange. We pa'am agimu piyako bichoftes lechidesh. Viloi waso. Uv gishchidesh waso. Viloi piyuk. Kom lo veset li piyuk shom gishchidesh. Now, if based upon me it was the Shreilesh, ובפעם הגימו הספיעקו בחופטס לחיש ולא ירועסו ובראשכי דשרועסו ולא יפיוק כל לובסת לפיוק של ראשכי דש שפיוק של אסמאל גורם לריו של ראשכי דש Now, in connection with Kritzes the Mechava Paskent in Sifit Ches, no, in Sifit Zayen so he says If kofts of bechot b'shabes was a dam lachit esyei, kofts of bechot was a dam lachachofim kofts of bechot was a dam lachit esyei kofts of bechot was a dam.